Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This production contains scenes of graphic violence and strong language, which some listeners may find offensive. We're alive. Scout's honor. Written by Elisa Elliott and K.C. Wayland. Chapter 7. Unraveling the Trail.
Zach, you have a helicopter?
So cool.
Yeah. And it's not here.
Wait. Was the helicopter here when you left for camp?
Yeah.
But that means...
it's gone. The helicopter is gone. And my parents left... without me.
We don't know that for sure.
We could have easily missed them. Your house is huge.
Yeah, let's keep looking. They might be getting supplies or...
stop. Just stop. They're gone. I know it.
But what if...
fine. We can still check the backlog security footage, but... I'm pretty sure I know how this will turn out.
Look, that's us in the big room.
Wow.
Zach's mom calls this the great room.
It's not great. It's amazing. Everything is so grand and modern.
That's what I sound like.
What do you mean?
I sound like Mary Poppins.
I was thinking more like Hermione Granger.
But hey! This house is a compliment. You can't name one other British girl, can you?
Can you rewind further? See what happened before we got here.
Wait. Zach, are you sure you want to see? What if...
I already know what happened. But at least we will have proof.
Stop! Look.
People.
Keep going back a little further.
Mindy, will you hurry the fuck up? Chuck is waiting in the chopper.
Jeez.
I am going as fast as I can.
These are your parents?
Pilar, grab my suitcases!
You do not need all that.
Yes, I do. We don't know when or if we'll be back, and I cannot risk leaving the Chanels or the Birkin.
The Birkin? We just saw people being attacked in the streets, and you're worrying about the goddamn handbags?
What if there's looting, Harv?
Fine. Tell them to grab
these are horrible people.
Fine.
Hurry. We need to get off this island before those things get here.
I know. Okay, just let me think. Anything really important I'm forgetting? Anything I'm missing?
Mindy!
Me? What about... oh! Pilar! Grab the wine in the butler's
pantry. Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Zach.
Zach. Why would they do that?
And believe I almost forgot that.
Okay, are you good? Can we go?
Yes, Harv. Harry Pilar, the chopper is about to leave.
Excuse me, Mom. What about Zaki? He's at the camp.
Oh, right.
We don't have time for this. I'm sure he's fine.
Dang, Zach.
We'll call when we get back to L.A., but we're going.
Your parents would do that?
We leave in five.
Jerks.
What if I stay here, just in case?
Oh, Pilar, you don't have to do that. It's not safe here.
It's okay, Miss Mindy. I stay.
I was right. She stayed for you.
I'll get all this to the chopper before Harv leaves without me.
You know he would.
Zach, where are you going?
To my room.
I'm coming with you.
I want to be alone.
You sure you want to
I'm sure.
But...
Just stop! Feel free to make yourselves at home. Mi casa es su casa. At least until the infected figure out we're here and murder us all.
I don't think he took that very well.
Can you blame him? He just found out his parents left him.
His mom cared more about some wine than her own son.
I don't think he should be alone.
I agree. Let's go find him.
Wait. I know, Zach. We need to give him some space. Some time to process it. That's how he works. He'll be okay after he thinks about it and comes up with a logical explanation.
How can your parents abandoning you ever be logical?
I don't know. Let's just get some food and get cleaned up. Then we could decide what to do.
I don't think there's gonna be anything good on TV right now.
I was just hoping there'd be an emergency broadcast channel or... Oh, I got something!
What is it? News? Any kind of info?
It's the security cameras. We could see them on TV.
Oh.
That could be pretty useful.
Yeah, it would be impossible to keep a lookout on this whole place. And now we can watch the perimeter. Whoa!
What is it? One of them?
They found us already?
Oh, it's just Pilar.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about her.
Surprised me. She's right up against the camera now.
What do we do about her?
Looks like she's still just standing there. Kind of frozen.
I don't think she's a threat, but we should definitely keep an eye on her.
Maybe Zach will have an idea of what to do. I can see when he comes down. Hopefully soon.
Maybe you'll have an idea of where to find some food, too. This place is too big. All I found is a cocktail sauce and lots of alcohol.
You should see the wine room. It's the size of my whole house.
Well, there's some steak in the fridge. Oof, but it's a little brown. I wouldn't eat it.
Gross. Oh, wait, here's some more of those oyster crackers and a jar of pickles. Oh, but you won't want those, Ruby.
How did you know?
Lucky guess.
Uh-huh. Carmen told you, didn't she?
Maybe.
How common.
Keep an eye on the TV. I'm going to take a shower.
Okay.
I'll keep looking for something for us to eat.
Is this the one?
First, we're going to continue on the TCT to Two Harbors, where we'll be doing some diving and more island exploring. You never know where the adventure will take you when you...
Travel with the Taylors.
Until next time, Curtis out.
No, I already saw
Delilah,
this one.
Delilah, out.
Maybe I should go all the way back to the beginning.
Hi there, viewers. I'm Curtis.
And I'm Delilah. What an amazing and beautiful day to be starting our next adventure.
Yep, the sun is shining. The summer ocean breeze is flowing through our hair. The salty sea spray splashing.
I think they get it.
Well, I'm just so excited to be heading off to Catalina Island for a week of eating, drinking, diving, hiking, and who knows what else.
Did you know that Catalina Island is only 22 miles off the coast of Southern California? It'll only take us an hour to get there.
That's because we're riding on the Speedy Avalon Express. It's a 149-passenger high-speed monohull powered by low-emission engines and stabilized with Maritime Dynamics computer-operated ride control systems.
And yep, it's a big, fast boat.
Right. It'll drop us in the Avalon Harbor. From there, we'll check out the historic seaside town, the botanical gardens, the famous casino.
Which isn't actually a casino.
Really? Oh, too bad.
Casino is Italian for gathering place, and it's supposed to have an amazing view from the ballroom rotunda.
And there's so much more on the island to explore. I can't wait.
Me too.
So stay tuned. You never know where the adventure will take you when you
travel with the Taylors.
If you only knew what you were sailing into.
We're here at the Wrigley Botanical Garden, and it's truly a fascinating place. Look at all these amazing plants!
Wow, it says here, Catalina Island is home to over 500 species of cacti and succulents.
No kidding. What are we gonna do?
I'm done, Frankie. You're up next for the shower.
Finally. Oh, I smell.
Yeah, I know. Hey, kidding. Go and get in the shower then.
It has like 15 different sprayers. I've never been so clean in my life. Down the hall, the big bedroom on the left.
See you in a few.
Any action on security cameras?
Nope. Just Pilar. Standing there. Still. Other than all that, clear.
Ah.
Let me have a look at your eye.
Can't we do it another time?
Like when? It's only gonna get worse if you ignore it.
I know, I just don't know if I want to hear how bad it is.
Yeah, I'm worried too.
Okay, just do it.
Can you open it?
A little. Oof. So bright.
Does light hurt your eye?
Yeah.
Close your other eye and look around. Can you see anything?
Not really. It's all cloudy. So, what do you think?
I'm not a doctor. What do I know?
Ruby, just lay it on me. I can take it.
Okay, well, it's a deep cut, and I'm sure your cornea is scratched. I don't know if there's anything we can do for that, but you should definitely keep it covered and take something, because it looks red and swollen. Here, take two of these every 6 hours.
Got it. Do you think I'll ever see out of it again?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry, Blaine.
It's okay. It's the least of the bad things that have happened.
Now hold still. I'll rewrap it.
How did we end up in this mess?
It almost doesn't seem real. What are we gonna do?
I don't know. I was hoping Zach would have some thoughts on that. I should probably go see how he's doing.
Maybe I should go. You guys have been fighting a lot.
That's why it's gotta be me.
You're right. That shower is crazy.
Overkill, if you ask me.
That was quick.
Didn't want to waste water.
You want to check on Zach?
Tell him we miss him. Wait, no, don't tell him that. That's weird.
Just tell him we're here for him when he's ready.
I will.
Don't take off the bandage.
Yeah.
How's Blaine's eye?
Not good.
How'd he take it?
All right, I guess. He's tough, and after everything we've been through, I think he feels like he got off lightly. You know, compared to...
Carmen.
Yeah. Okay, my turn to shower.
All right, but watch out for those lower jets. They sneak up on you.
I will.
Go away.
It's me.
I know. Now go away.
You need to eat something.
I'm not hungry.
You still need calories. I got some crackers here.
Just leave it by the door on your way out.
Zach, come on.
I don't want to talk to you.
I know you're mad at me, but it's not my fault your parents bailed without you.
No, but it's not like you haven't done your share of bailing too.
We left that night because I wouldn't bail on Carmen.
You risked all of us for her.
Yeah, because we didn't know for sure.
But we did. You just didn't want to believe it.
Jeez, Zach, why won't you let this go?
You never leave a scout behind. It's one of the rules.
We're living through an actual zombie apocalypse or whatever this is. I don't think the scout rules apply anymore.
They always apply. They've gotten us this far.
But now what? What do they say now, huh? Get to Avalon, get to Avalon. That's all you've been blabbing on about this whole time. Well, we're here, aren't we? So what next?
I don't think I'm trying.
Got an answer for everything, right? Well, what are we gonna do now, Brainiac?
I don't know! That's just it. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Look, the last thing I wanted to do was... I'm all kinds of messed up. Carmen's gone. So the rescue we were hoping for is gone. I'm not seeing straight anymore, literally.
Your eye. How is it?
Bad. Part of my sight. Maybe gone.
What?
Something's wrong. I could be going blind, innit?
Are you sure? Did Ruby say that?
No, but I could tell by the way she was acting.
Shit, I'm sorry.
And I know it didn't seem like the right choice, but... I had to know what happened to Carmen. I don't know what good I would have been after that if I hadn't.
It put everyone in danger. Anything we do now, it has to be for the good of the troop.
I get that. But everything turned out all right in the end, didn't it? Well, minus the van.
That's easy for you to say. You're not the one constantly being left behind.
Zach, look, I know you're upset your parents left, but...
Left? They didn't just leave. They straight up abandoned me. You saw the footage. My dad could care less, and my mom didn't even remember I was at camp. But she certainly didn't forget her crate of wine. That's a metaphor for my whole fucking life.
Dude, I hate to be the one to say this, but... Your parents have always been assholes.
I know. And I'm not even mad at them. I'm mad at myself. I don't know why I thought they would be here. I convinced myself and everyone else that they'd wait for me. But of course they didn't. They always think of themselves first, and I'm just an afterthought. A distraction, and just an inconvenience. I doubt they ever even really loved me. And I'm a fool for not realizing it.
You are not a fool. And this is not your fault. You are not to blame for their shitty, selfish behavior.
But I dragged all of you here. All the way across the island to Avalon. And for what? For nothing. A stupid fantasy that my super rich, awesome parents would rescue us and everything would be okay? What was I thinking? And I'm supposed to be the smart one.
You are. That's why we need you. I came up here hoping you'd think some plan up. What to do next?
And I told you already, I don't know. I don't have an answer for everything.
And what do you do when you don't? You figure it out. You work through it. We're down, but we are not out. You get that, right?
I don't know why you'd trust me anyway. I led you here.
And we are that much closer to home because of it. We just need to come up with something that will take us the rest of the way. What scout rule is never give up?
I thought the scout rules don't apply anymore. And even if they did, that's not one of them.
Well, then write it down. Add it. We're making up our own rules now. It's what got us this far. You did that. No one else. And we still need you.
Everyone's not mad at me.
Mad? Frankie and Ruby both wanted to come up here and talk to you. We're a team. A troop. We're all we got right now. We need to stick together and be here for each other. And I realize the irony in me saying that after how I've been acting.
It's irony.
See? You're so smart. That's why we need you.
I swear you did that on purpose. Fine.
That's my boy. But first, take a shower. You stink.
I do.
Give me a hug anyway. But you have to start it. My death perception's all off. Where are you, Zach? You are the best person I know. Fuck your parents for not noticing.
Yeah. Fuck those selfish bastards. Thank you, Blake.
Of course, Matt. Always.
Did you hear that?
Oh, no. What is it?
We heard a bang.
Zach! You feeling... you good?
I'm fine.
What's going on?
Yeah, what was that sound?
Check out the security feed on the TV. It's Pilar.
She keeps running into the front door.
I told you we should keep an eye on her.
I think she's trying to get in the house.
She won't be able to, right?
I don't think so. She's still not behaving as aggressively as the other infected.
But what if that changes? She's too close to the house.
And if she starts making noises or calls out to the others like they do sometimes, she could alert the rest of them that we're here.
And then we're really done for.
So what should we do about her? Take care of it?
She's the only one who ever really cared about me. I can't kill her. I won't.
What? No!
Of course not!
Well, we need to do something. Get her away from the house.
How are we gonna do that?
Lure her away somehow?
She might be hungry.
Oh, yeah. How long has she been up here alone?
The infected are still living beings, as far as I can tell. They need something to keep going.
We can try that.
But with what? What are they even like besides people?
Ugh, gross, Franklin.
What? They do.
That gives me an idea.
Old steak.
Told you. Definitely past its prime. Ugh, it was gross cutting it up.
Good thing we're not the ones eating it. Do you think she'll go for it, Zach?
It's worth a try. It's the only thing we have that's, close to what we've seen them eat before.
Okay. There she is, by the front door. Start laying out the pieces so they lead outside the main gate. Zach, help me open it up.
Okay, all set.
Zach, you ready to get her attention?
Yeah. Blaine?
Don't worry. I'm not going to have to use it. Just in case.
Okay. Here we go. Pilar? Oh, Pilar.
She heard him.
Pilar, it's okay. It's me. It's Zachy. You're going to be okay. Here, I bet you're hungry. It's steak. It won't be as good as when you make it, but go ahead. Give it a try.
Zach, back up.
It's okay. It's okay. Look, there's more.
She's going for it.
Get over here.
I'm coming.
Behind the gate.
Nicely done.
Wow. She was really hungry.
You were right. Everyone needs to eat. Even them.
I hate seeing her like this.
I know. But it's better. For everyone.
I know.
Get ready. She's almost through the gate. Now!
We did it!
That went surprisingly well. Good job, Zach. Told you. Smartest one of us.
This? No, this is... It's just...
What? What was that?
Over there. Across the harbor. On the ridge. What is it?
Holy
What?
Take the spyglass. Look.
There's so many of them.
Oh my god.
The horde has arrived.
We're alive. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsors.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
We're Alive is sponsored by BetterHelp. Do you ever feel the need to get something off your chest? Like, you know, maybe it would be good to be able to talk about some of those things that, you know, maybe you're having a difficulty communicating with somebody else. We all carry these different stressors, you know, big and small, and sometimes we keep them bottled up, and it really can start to affect us negatively. There's so much that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis that, you know, I've been there. It's really difficult sometimes to move on when you have these things just kind of weighing you down. And therapy is really that safe space that you can release some of these things and figure out how to work through whatever's keeping you down. Personally, I have benefited from therapy. I have, you know, gone through the measures, and it can be a lot of work, but it is very beneficial in the long run. You'll be able to find those coping skills and those ways to set boundaries in your life that maybe you haven't really truly considered before. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, maybe give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and it's suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire, and you're going to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to, switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So what are you waiting for? Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/we'realivepod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/we'realivepod. The day you start getting better could be today.
And now, back to the show.
Oh, Pilar stopped eating.
Wait, where's she going?
She heard the call. She's joining the others.
I guess there's some things even she can't resist.
Let's get inside.
Bye, Pilar. I'll always remember you. The way you were, anyway.
So what now? Are we even safe here?
Well, we're all the way across town from where they are on the ridge.
Then we're probably okay.
For now.
We need to keep an eye on the TV at all times and watch through the cameras.
This isn't good. I think we need to come up with a plan, and soon.
Been saying it over and over.
Okay, then where do we even start?
Do we leave?
How? Where will we go?
Then we stay.
But what if they find us?
I don't know.
Okay, is this a Home Alone situation or a Two Towers situation?
What?
Do we fortify the house and be ready for when they come for us?
Oh, like in Home Alone.
Or do we bring the fight to them and try and take them all out like in Lord of the Rings?
Exactly!
Are we Kevin McAllister or Legolas at Helm's Deep?
Technically, it's more like Merry and Pippin taking down Isengard, but you get it.
I don't see how we could take the fight to them. There are so many infected and we're just four kids.
So then our best bet is probably to wait it out here.
Well, I guess if we have to hide out somewhere, your house is the nicest place to be, Zack.
Yeah, it's pretty cush, and it has the gate and the security system already.
As great as it is, won't we just be waiting for someone to rescue us? And how long could that take?
Who knows? A week, a month, a year, never?
We couldn't count anyone to rescue us from camp, or Two Harbors, or the ranch, or the airport.
We can't count on anyone anymore.
What if we try a Jurassic Park? You know, escape the monster-infested island. What? I watch movies too.
She's so cool.
Any way you look at it, we can't stay on the island forever.
And I've been thinking a lot about the people back at home.
Yeah, me too.
Do you think it's just this island that's gone completely mad? Or the whole world? I hope my aunt is okay.
I'm worried about my family too.
What if my mom's in trouble? I'm all she's got. I have to get back and make sure she's okay.
Even you, Zack. Your parents might be jerks, but they're your jerks.
But do you understand the odds against us? How are we supposed to pull this off?
It would have to be an epic escape.
Where will we even go? They called in a helicopter in Jurassic Park. We can't do that. And how can we go anywhere? You saw how many of those things just descended on the town? It's impossible.
Yeah, okay. We're just kids. But we're also the only ones who have made it this far. No adults did that. We did. We trekked across an entire island by ourselves.
We battled zombies.
We lost and buried our friends.
We've done far more in the past week than most people do with their entire lives. And out of everyone on this island, we're alive.
It's not if we can do it, it's how. And Zack, that's where you come in. Like I said, we need you.
I've got nothing. I told you, I'm useless. Why does it always have to be me?
It doesn't have to be you. We're all in this together. Think of something. We just need one good idea to get us started. Anyone?
I'm going back upstairs.
Wait, no, don't go.
It's not you. I'm just tired.
Shouldn't we keep thinking?
What does it matter? I'm exhausted.
I'm actually pretty wiped, too.
Maybe if we get some rest, that might help us come up with something. This day has been a lot.
There are enough bedrooms for everyone to have two. Take your pick.
I think it would be better if we stick together. We could all camp out in here.
That's a great idea. I mean, you're right. Just to be safe.
Agreed. We stay in a group, and we can keep an eye on the TV in case anything changes. Now that the Horde is here, we have to be on high alert.
But my bedroom...
Aw, come on, Zack. That'll be like the old days. We can even make a couch fort. And there's no one here to tell us to take it down.
Can make it as big as we want.
Aren't there so many better things we could do with our time?
Aw, come on. We need a little fun. You could use it.
Fine.
Yes!
Come on. I saw a whole closet filled with blankets and stuff. Here you go, Frankie.
Thanks. This is gonna be the best fort. I'm gonna go get some pillows.
All right. He is way too excited about this.
I know. Ooh, lovely. Soft blankets.
That's 900 thread count Peruvian silk right there.
How do you know that?
I'm more than just a pretty face.
Speaking of, I made you this.
An eye patch?
Figured it would be cooler than the bandage. Keep it protected, just in case.
Oh, that's awesome. How do I look?
Like a real pirate.
Arr, call me Captain Blaine Dread, pirate of the Catalina Blackwaters.
Carmen will be rolling her eyes so hard right now. Sorry.
Nothing to be sorry about. You're right. She would. She looks so happy in this photo. We all were. I wish we could go back to that night. Change what happened next. I just can't believe she's gone.
I keep almost talking to her, but then realizing a second later that she's...
Me too. It's like there's a giant hole in my chest.
And it's not the kind you can fill with something else.
I don't want to fill it. I want to remember. At least I have this.
Dear Mom, you wouldn't believe the mansion we're staying in right now. It's bigger than that hotel we went to in San Diego. You would love the kitchen. And this place might be where we're staying for a while because it kind of feels like we're trapped here. But we're gonna figure out a way off this island. I know we will. And I'll get back to you soon. I can't believe everything we've gone through.
Franklin, are you still awake?
Yeah.
I can't sleep.
Me either.
What are you doing?
I was just writing to my mom.
You're still doing that, huh?
Yeah. I know it seems crazy.
It doesn't.
Feels like it. But I just can't let go of the hope that I'll give these to her one day.
When we give up hope, that's when we're really done for.
I think I keep writing them because... I don't know. I guess these letters are like the last thing that reminds me of my life before all this.
Like your last thread.
My what?
The thing that ties you to your former self.
Sure, yeah, I guess.
Franklin?
Yeah?
I know we've only known each other for a week, but it feels almost like I've known you for my whole life.
Me too.
I think you're my thread.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you guys up? I can't sleep.
Yeah, we're up. I mean, I'm up.
Yeah, I am also up. Can't stop thinking about everything.
Yeah, me too. Any action on the security camera, Zach?
Nope.
You can go to sleep. I'll take watch now.
It's okay. I won't be able to.
We're on the same sleepless boat together.
I keep thinking about what we're going to do next. I don't like not knowing.
You know what might help?
What?
I always think better on a full stomach.
Of course you do.
Franklin.
What? There has to be more than just crackers and cocktail sauce here, right? And I'm all out of candy.
We checked everywhere.
Well, I guess we
Wait.
Could...
Candy? There might be one more place.
Where's he going?
Don't know.
Yes!
What'd you find? Junk food!
Oh, yeah. Now this is more like it.
Goldfish, graham crackers, Pop-Tarts. Who wants one?
I do.
Me too. Wait, Oreos?
Oh, gosh, thank you, Zach.
You can thank Pilar. She used to keep a drawer full of snacks for me. I think she felt bad that I always had to eat the fancy food my parents ordered. Guess she had it stocked for when I came back here after camp.
Thank you, Pilar.
Toss me one of those, Frankie.
Cash.
More. Ruben?
I have a Pop-Tart.
So?
Okay, I want one.
So good.
Nothing like a midnight snack. Feeling better already.
Enjoy, guys. It's maybe our last meal. I didn't mean like... I meant it's like there's no more junk food, so, you know.
You're not wrong. If we don't figure out how we're getting off this island, it really could be our last.
The longer we wait here, the hungrier we'll be. And we will need our strength.
And they can find us here when they start to get hungry.
There has to be something. Anything we missed?
Everybody think. I'm gonna go look for some pens and paper.
Top left kitchen drawer.
I keep looking at this map trying to think of something, but I don't know Avalon that well.
I don't either. Maybe if we retrace our steps, we could think of something.
Well, it may not exactly be our steps, but...
The hiker video?
Yeah.
Move over. Let me see. Is there any footage of Avalon?
Yeah, let me rewind it to there.
Make room. Let me see. They were so happy. They had no idea what was coming.
None of us did.
It's like we've been following their path. Just backwards.
I'm not one to be superstitious, but I have this feeling like we were supposed to find Curtis in the woods. Like his final purpose, before he turned, was to get this to us. I just don't know why yet.
So, his death wasn't in vain?
Maybe. But how does it help us?
Well, I'm just so excited to be heading off to Catalina Island for a week of eating, drinking, diving, hiking, and who knows what else.
Did you know that Catalina Island is only 22 miles off the coast of Southern California?
That's on the boat coming over here. We need to see when they got to shore.
I think I was last watching around here.
And you know, sure, the paintings in the casino theater were beautiful, but check out this ballroom ceiling.
Wow! We could dance the night away in here! 1, 2, ha-cha-cha! 2, 3, ha-cha-cha!
Oh, good lord. Curtis, we don't want to lose viewers.
Okay.
Shame we never got to see the casino.
It is pretty cool. Or was.
Can you imagine the parties they used to have in that place?
And look at this view!
Wow.
We can see all of Avalon from here.
And the whole harbor. Look at all the boats.
Would be nice to just come and go as you please.
Oh, look at that big yacht right off the jetty. The Elysian Escape. Fancy.
Would love to know who owns that.
No, you wouldn't.
Sorry, you.
Wait, Zach, your yacht.
Yeah, well, do they know that the owners are complete jackass?
No, Zach, your yacht. That's it.
Is it still out in the harbor?
I have no idea, but my parents did leave on the helicopter, though.
Look on the overview camera. You can see if... Oh, it's still there. One of the last boats remaining.
Waiting for us this whole time.
I knew we'd think of something.
Your yacht is the key.
I already thought about going to the harbor. Even if there was a boat left, how could we get to it with all those things running around? You'd have to cross the whole town.
But the boat will work, right? We could use it to get off this damn island.
Yeah, I mean, that could get us back to the mainland.
Zach, you were right about the video. About Curtis.
Thank you, weird blogger guy.
Now, hold on. The boat's only part of it.
But it's something. We stop there and work our way back.
The boat has fuel and everything, right?
We refueled before we got here. Should have planned to get us home, but... Shoot. Did they leave the keys?
Would they be here somewhere or on the boat?
If they left them, they'd probably be in my dad's office. Come on.
Okay, good. We can see the security cameras from in here, too.
Find anything yet?
Nope.
Where would you put those keys? Should be on one of those floaty keychains.
My dad always just threw his keys on the table by the front door.
My mom used to hang them on a little hook.
Would your dad do something like that?
Yeah, right. He was a security freak, as you can tell from the hundreds of cameras.
Right, maybe we can see where he put them if we go back through the security footage.
That may take a while, but go for it. You can do it from the TV.
Nothing. Should we check another room?
Wait, I found the key in the back of this drawer. You did? No, this can't be it. It's tiny and old.
Oh, that's the key to the liquor cabinet there.
Why would someone want to lock up their drinks?
When you have a Glenfiddich 50 year, you lock it up.
A what?
It's a scotch. It's worth over $20,000.
Wow.
I want to see. What does that even look like?
Did he ever drink it?
Only on special occasions. I'm surprised he'd even leave it behind.
Well, well, well. Look who hangs his keys on a hook like a commoner.
You're kidding me.
Kinda. The hook was locked in the liquor cabinet. Got that little floaty thing attached for the boat, right?
That's it!
Yes!
Oh, put those things in a safe place so we won't be starting our getaway, yacht.
My suck-ass parents may have abandoned me, but at least they still left us a ticket off this island.
It's called the Elysian Escape. Like it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Now all we need to do is figure out how we're gonna get there.
Let's go check out the map again, now that we know where we're going.
I'll catch up in a second. Your Glenfiddich 50. I guess it is a special occasion.
Did you see what they're doing in the town?
Ah, glad I still have me trusty spyglass. Works especially well for us one-eyed pirates. Har har. Ooh, too soon?
Kidding aside.
Which way should we go?
It's dark, but from what I can tell, they've basically descended all over the town. And there are a lot of them. No clear way around I could see from here.
And that's what I was afraid of.
Where do we need to get to? Where's the boat?
It's about a mile from the house to the casino point. The Legion is anchored not far off from the jetty there. We'd still have to get through hundreds of those things. That's on the far side. I just don't see how.
In about 6 hours, it's going to be morning. We'd better get moving soon while it's dark. Otherwise, we'd have to wait a whole nother day.
By that time, they might make it up and sniff us out.
Any way to sneak around?
I doubt it. Maybe if we swam most of the way, but...
I'm not the best swimmer.
I don't know many that could make that distance, and they might still hear us.
Is there any way to distract them or get them out of the way to let us pass?
Maybe. Okay, let's go over what we know about the infected so far. Stuff like what Ruby just alluded to, the fact that they hunt by smell.
Okay, well, they tend to move in packs.
They act a lot like animals.
Each one's a little different. Like, some are really fast.
Others are really strong.
And ones that can swim pretty well, remember?
They all seem to be controlled by a leader.
Zombie Joe.
They definitely listen to him, at least.
But the smell thing works. What if we cover ourselves in fish guts again and sneak all the way there? Try not to get caught?
Ugh, please, no.
Where would you get the fish? And I doubt we'd be able to get there in one go. We'd have to stop along the way or come up with some sort of diversion.
What's along the way?
I'm trying to think.
Hey, Zach. Is this old post of Avalon accurate? It has all the buildings marked.
Sort of. It's an original lithograph of the Avalon tourist map from the 1940s, but surprisingly, not much has changed since then. It was one of my dad's prized possessions, so...
Look at all the little details. There's the picnic grounds, the post office, Fire station, radio tower, country club.
That's it!
What?
I know what we can do.
What is it?
He controls them with sound, so why can't we?
The suspense is killing us, Zach.
We're going to use the radio tower. It's an old broadcast center, but we'll use it to control the location of the infected so we can clear a path to the casino.
How's that gonna work?
All across town there are speakers in case of emergencies, fires, or whatever.
Like the ones back at camp?
That sounded the alarm.
Right. And the broadcast tower is pretty close to us, just one hill over.
We passed it on the way here.
Yep, and if we can get there, I might be able to project noise from the different speakers around town to lure the infected to other places, thus clearing out areas where we can move freely. Confuse them enough to let us through.
Like, if we need to get down the street here, then you'll make the noise, go off way over there, and hopefully the infected follow it, and we'll be able to get by without being noticed.
Exactly.
That could work.
Way to go, Brainiac.
Oh, I mean...
Wait. But doesn't it mean we're going to have to split up?
Oh, I don't like that.
It does, but it might be the only way. I'll go to the tower and clear a path so you guys have enough time to get to the yacht.
You can't go by yourself.
I'm the only one who might be able to use the speaker system. I mean, I used the one back at camp, but if something's different, I'll have to figure something out on the fly. You go on, I'll catch up.
Blaine's right. No one should be going anywhere alone.
Well, what if we split up into two groups? One of us can go with Zach to the broadcast tower, and the other two get to the yacht and bring it closer to this side of town.
Yeah, looking at the map, it'll be a straight shot down Avalon Canyon Road to the yacht. You can get on it and meet us here.
I'll go with Zach. Might need the muscle.
I'd laugh, but I agree.
So that leaves Franklin and me with the yacht.
I'm pretty familiar with boats, but ginormous yachts? I don't know.
The basics are pretty much the same. I'll coach you on what you need to do. The boat's so expensive, it practically runs by itself.
And the harbor's pretty empty. You should be fine.
Okay, so let me see if I've got all this. Zach and Blaine sneak to the broadcast tower, use the speakers to distract the infected so Franklin and I can get to Casino Point, then break into the mega yacht, drive it over to the other side of the harbor to pick you guys up, and then sail off to our freedom. All without getting murdered by monsters.
Yeah,
pretty much.
What could possibly go wrong?
Oh dear. Well, we better start getting ready.
To be continued in the next chapter of We're Alive, Scout's Honor. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Stand by for a message from your trusty camp counselors from Emerald Bay. Eating spoiled meat can have devastating effects on your health. Make sure to cook all meats to a standard temperature to eliminate impurities and potential harmful bacteria. However, when it comes to sushi, which is flash frozen for sterilization, it is crucial to consume it soon after preparation. And now, those who really love some good sashimi and who brought you this audio adventure.
You've been listening to We're Alive, Scout's Honor. Produced by Wayland Productions. Written by Elisa Elliott and Casey Wayland. Created and directed by Casey Wayland. Starring
Bowden Michael McConnell as Franklin.
Julian Vidorasaga as Blaine.
Dylan Rich as Zach.
Isabella Bure as Ruby.
Zach Paul Brown as Curtis.
Shanti Ryle as Delilah.
Cristina Castañeda as Pilar.
Elisa Elliott as Mindy.
Dan Nord as Harv.
And I'm Michael Swan. Additional voices by Greg Perot. Produced by K.C. Wayland. Co-producers Elisa Elliott and Victoria Cheng. Editing and sound design by Jaina Nishioka. Music composed by Robert Mai. Theme music by Danny Burkhoff Hopkins. Vocal cut editing by Victoria Cheng. Assistant editor Tim Mulhern. Post-production supervisors Victoria Cheng and K.C. Wayland. Orchestrations by Robert Mai and Benjamin Hoff. Assistant orchestrations by Jacob Schroom. Music assistance by Evan Tamani. Recording and engineering by Wayland Productions. Recording engineer, Victoria Cheng. Script supervisor, Gino Jang. Production assistants, Dimitri Keo, Isabella Miller, and Holly Megan Scott. COVID compliance officer, Holly Megan Scott. Casting by Eisenberg Beans Casting. This has been a Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.